in class, we would have staged scene 5 for interpretation for our final section of Equus. So it will really depend on what you did in class as to what you write for this section. So this is quite a hard one to talk to you about. I can tell you some general things, and I can tell you some general things that I'm hoping to see. The important thing is, what was your directorial aim? What did you want the audience to feel? Originally, in the original text, Schaffer would have wanted the audience to be repulsed. It's quite a repulsive description. A man carving up children, severing their stomachs, ripping open the flaps, hot and steamy. There's all this quite sensual description that is there to provoke a reaction. It is not very nice. And it's because that's what Dysart feels he's doing to young people. He's ripping them up. He's taking out their soul, their individuality, the thing that makes them extreme. And he's questioning, by doing that, what is he turning them into? And he talks later on in the play about the dead stare of a million adults, that when we grow up, we just become dead, dead-eyed robots, ants, part of this giant machine, just cogs. And he's questioning whether that's the right thing to do. So your directorial aim was to bring out all those elements. And then it's important to discuss with a bit of depth, yes, I know you've only got 200 words, why the techniques of Arto. And on the worksheet, I've kind of gone through it for you with two arrows that talk about Arto and how that links to the text. Arto, because Dysart is exposing a dreamlike double, and that's what Arto wants us to do through his theatre, expose our double, enter a dream state, these nightmarish images. Why did you use Artonian techniques? Why did you maybe break the audience actor boundary? Remember, in the original staging, it's traverse. So that boundary is blurred. We can see each other. Remember, in the original staging, Dysart talks directly to the audience, breaking the actor-audience boundary. So that's nothing new to the play. Maybe you use masks to link to Dysart's passion of ancient Greece. Maybe you assaulted the audience senses with noises and guttural screams. Maybe you use some Lecoq exercises within it to show the grace and the ritual of what's going on. But throughout, you must tell me specifically what you did on stage. We grabbed a member of the audience and took them centre stage and laid them on the table, which became the sacrificial altar. And we raised a knife. And as we raised a knife, we all produced a guttural scream, assaulting the audience's senses. Because, dot, dot, dot. So really specifically tell me what you did, and really specifically tell me why you did it. And when you talk about lighting and sound, of course you are talking about, I did do this. This is what I did do. Even though it's hypothetical, yes, I get it, but we're in a class and we're not on a stage that's equipped with beautiful lights at our disposal for lessons. So let's talk about what we did do. But you are talking intellectually and you are using lighting and sound, non-diegetic, diegetic sound, to support what you are trying to communicate to the audience. As I said, this is quite a difficult section for me to talk about here, but I'm asking you to push the directorial aim. I'm asking you to push why Arto. I'm asking you to be really specific when you say what you did practically, and of course, link it to why you did what you did practically. I hope that makes sense. Have a look at the example. There's also more examples on the worksheet itself that will guide you through. This is a 200-word essay, 200-word essay that needs to be uploaded by our agreed deadline. I hope that makes sense, and I hope these podcasts have been of some help. Thank you.